From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The man accused of trying to blow up an airliner en route to Detroit on Christmas Day pleaded not guilty in federal court this afternoon. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was led into the courtroom wearing a white T-shirt, khaki pants, and shackles on his ankles. Abdulmutallab spoke softly. He said he'd reviewed the charges with his attorney and understood them and the penalties they carry if he's convicted. His attorney asked that a not guilty plea be entered on his behalf. He also consented to detention. Abdulmutallab faces up to life in prison if he's convicted of the most serious crime, attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. He's accused of trying to detonate chemical explosives hidden in his underwear as Northwest Airlines Flight 253 began its descent into Detroit on Christmas Day. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
The unemployment rate hasn't budged. The Labor Department reports that last month the rate remained at 10% as employers cut 85,000 more jobs. Alan Levinson, chief economist at T. Rowe Price in Baltimore, says the country should prepare for more disappointing news in the coming months.
The good news this year has been the rate of contraction was smaller. The news in 2010 will be rising employment and bigger increases as the year goes on.
This hour, President Obama is expected to announce a plan for more than $2 billion in tax credits aimed at creating about 17,000 green jobs. Arctic air continues to blanket much of the U.S. Snow returned to the Northeast and ice settled into parts of the Deep South that are unaccustomed to frigid weather. The bitter cold and dangerous road conditions are blamed for multiple deaths. Schools in at least 10 states were closed and flights disrupted. The U.S. isn't alone in its winter misery. Arctic weather is also bearing down on cities across Europe, as Larry Miller reports from London.
At London's Gatwick Airport, plows shifted 18,000 tons of snow, while in the Scottish Highlands, the thermometer dropped to minus 8 degrees Fahrenheit. The weather was the talk of the British cabinet, while across the Channel in France, the beaches from Normandy on the Atlantic to Marseille on the Mediterranean were white with snow. In southern France, there were 3-foot drifts. Schools closed in the UK, Ireland, Spain, and Germany. Across the continent, rail and plane schedules have been hit hard. Sweden registered minus 37 degrees. As temperatures crashed in Norway, buses stopped running when their engine oil froze. However, the harsh weather has been good news for the Restkutchen sled factory in Germany, where 8 employees are knocking out 100 wooden sleighs a day. All were sold in advance. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 30 points at 10,576. NASDAQ is up 11. At 2311. From Washington, this is NPR News. A Swiss court says the country's financial regulator broke the law when it ordered Swiss banking giant UBS to hand over data of 255 of its clients to U.S. authorities last year. Washington requested the files of the clients who were suspected of tax evasion. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
In its ruling, the Swiss Federal Administrative Court says the financial regulator overreached its power when it ordered confidential details of the UBS clients to be handed over to Washington investigators. The regulator says its decision was aimed at protecting the bank and the Swiss economy from serious damage. Lawyers representing UBS clients welcome the court's ruling. They call it an important step. Court documents show the Swiss financial regulator could lodge an appeal within 30 days. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In the predominantly Roman Catholic nation of Portugal, same-sex marriage is one step closer to becoming law. The socialist government's bill won the endorsement of all left-of-center parties today. Right-wing parties remain strongly opposed and have pledged to put the issue up to a national vote. The bill will be sent to the president of Portugal to ratify or veto, which the parliament can still overturn. A Pentagon spokesman says Defense Secretary Robert Gates, the most prominent Republican in the Obama administration, plans to stay on the job for at least another year. But Jeff Morrell says Gates and the president have agreed to revisit this issue later this year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.